So yes, bit of a late start, but we had stuff to take care of.
Yes, yes.
The chatting and the whatnot. Actually, you know what? I wonder if I can... Is it F11? No. F10?
Oh, it's Alt F4.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah. Ah.
I'm not sure what it is on this laptop. View your full video? No, that's not what I want. Should not be this hard to go full screen.
Okay, now I know what you're trying to do. There is a hotkey for that. Should be
it's like either F10 or 11, but the problem is that I'm on a laptop and the function keys are not what they should be, because there's an additional mapping to, like, you know, volume up and volume down and all that crap.
I want to say it's Alt Enter, but that may also be the hotkey in game emulators. So yeah, I don't know.
I just tried that and it did not work. I'll just also try to Shift and Enter. No. All right. I will have to play with that some other time, maybe.
Okay. In any case, we are live. I just checked the website. Welcome to the live stream, everyone.
Hello.
This is our companion piece to our long-form horror podcast, Horror Makes Us Happy, where we interview people in the horror industry to find out more about them and get to the bottom of what it is exactly they like about horror. And we just started this shindig up where I'm going to be saying a lot because this is not edited.
Mm-hmm. That's something I mentioned last time, yeah.
Mm. But that's part of the charm.
Yes.
No, but we're going to be doing this in hopeful and eventual goal? Not really a goal, but so we're going to have some of our guests on to bring former guests back to just chat with them, not necessarily do the whole questions to what it is you find out about, what it is you like about a horror thing, but just to shoot the shit about, you know, current events, what kind of movies they're working on. And in certain situations, we may not have a guest like this evening, so we'll just, myself and Steve will also just hang out and shoot the shit, talk about horror and what's going on. Hmm. So Steve, what's going on?
A whole bunch of stuff, actually. Earlier today, I should back up a step and say that we've got a mailing list now that I think we talked about this on the last one, and I did figure out the function key here. So bring up the Horror Makes Us Happy website, join our mailing list right here, sign up for that, and we are doing giveaways for books and DVDs. And we've already given away our first book. Mm-hmm. One of our followers on Blue Sky, Chris Deal,
cool,
sent him a signed hard copy of The Sundowner's Dance. Mm. So I got him to post about that over here on Blue Sky, just so we could be sure that he actually got the thing. So he confirmed that he got that. Also, didn't bring this up last time, but I have been granted moderation of the Horror Book Club on Reddit, subreddit. So if you are looking to join a book club, go over there and join. We've got voting for March 2026. You know, what book everybody wants to read. So if you're into that, do that. I think that's good for today. The other thing is most recent interview published, Mr. Mark L. Abbott, author. Books here best known, Hell at the Way Station, Slapface, Black Wake, The Theater of, actually, and that's interesting, it's cut off, I can't even read it. I don't think it shows up in notes, no. Oh, here, down here, Theater of Terror. You know what's funny is I am subscribed to the Horror Writers Association newsletter, and like 2 weeks after we interviewed him, because, you know, there's that delay between interviewing and publishing. He was voted in to be, I think, VP of the Horror Writers Association. So, like, two weeks after sending out or recording this interview, we got an email from him, or got an email from the HWA, and they're like, yeah, our new VP. And it was like, wait a minute. I was like, dude. So I sent him an email, and I was like, did this happen before or after we interviewed you? Because, like, I didn't even know about that. And he's like, yeah, nothing happened after we did the interview. So I congratulated him, and that was kind of cool. But,
Didn't we interview the former VP of HWA?
We've interviewed more than one of them. Yeah. I think Elmery Woods was, or Wood was VP, and then Maxwell Gold, I think, might have been president. So at least those two, and potentially others that have either been or have been since. But yeah, that was rather amusing. So that's what's going on currently. Mm-hmm. What else we got? I guess we could move on to what you've been reading and watching this week.
Bunch of trailers, really.
I was gonna say a bunch of junk.
Junk. No, I don't know. Earlier this week, I think I brought it up on one of our last live streams, maybe Friday night, but decided to revisit season 2 of The Terror on Shudder.
What does that ring a bell? Is that the one with Jack Nicholson?
No. That's The Shining.
No. Well, I mean, yes, there is that, but I'm pretty sure. No, that's Expedia. Why did that come up? IMDb. The Terror.
Jack Nicholson?
I could have sworn that. No, that. Okay, so you're looking at the TV series.
Yeah, the TV series.
Yeah. Like I said. Okay. So, yep. The Terror, 1963. Entertaining low budget movie with by Roger Corman with Jack Nicholson and Boris Karloff. Huh. And strangely enough, I've seen this one more than once. A long time ago, I saw it. I don't even remember when or where. And then, who was it that streamed it on the Horror Friends server? A Terrible Thing, back when he was still active. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He streamed it once. And I was like, wait, man, I've seen this somewhere. Couldn't remember where, but yeah. It's a weird movie.
Well, yes, a Roger Corman movie.
Well, yes, yeah. Goes without saying. Mm-hmm. Anywho, so that's not what you were talking about. You're talking about the TV show.
Yeah, I'm talking about the TV show. It's alt history fiction, I guess you could say. Okay. The first season is based off the English expedition of, like, the Northern Territories, when it's an ice-breaking ship that's going out there to chart new land, and there's terrible things that happen and people die and stuff. That's a great way of describing it. Hey, terrible things that happen, people die and stuff. It's boring. I mean, no, it's a really good show.
TV show. What do you expect?
Yeah. I don't want to go down a fucking tangent and divulge all the details of the entire thing, but that's the loose plot of the first episode, or the first season. Second season is about a family that comes over to America from Japan, and a yurei follows them, which is a Japanese ghost, or almost like a poltergeist. It's like a haunting. They usually have a grudge of some sort. But now it's set in like 40s, just after Pearl Harbor, so they're all living in the Japanese concentration camps, but this ghost follows them. Really good series, especially because one of the interesting bits is they got George Takei in it, who actually grew up in a concentration camp during the 40s. So, yeah, he could really act from experience there and did a damn good job.
Cool.
Yeah. I binged through that. Mother of Flies is one of the latest installments from the Addams Family. Not that Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a family whose last name is Addams, who make, I don't even want to say indie. They're kind of pro at this level, but they make horror films.
Okay.
And their last name just happens to be Adams, which I kind of find hilarious in a way, because, you know, if anybody from the Adams family films, like Gomez, Morticia, that whole thing, would ever challenge them, they have the ultimate excuse. Like, it's my last name. My last name is Adams. We are a family.
Did they spell it the same way?
Yeah.
Or is it just one D?
Oh, are there two D's in the Adams family?
Yes.
Huh.
Well, okay. Which one?
Yeah. The classic one with Morticia and Gomez. There are two D's?
Yes.
Ah. Yeah. Oh. Okay. My hypothetical situation is just blown out of the water.
Happens.
I keep seeing ads for Mother of Flies, the latest film by the Addams Family. So,
since when you said that, I saw something about that, but I didn't realize it was. And well, before knowing that there was a different Addams Family, I thought you were trying to say that it was like some sort of spinoff of Addams Family. I was like, wait,
no, but they should do a combo, right? They should do a team up.
The Addams Family with the Addams Family.
Yeah, the Addams Family playing the Addams Family.
There's like a Who's on First skit there.
Yeah, there's something there. It's something, yeah.
You know, yeah.
Adams, get over here. Me? No, not Adams. Adams.
Yes. Horrible.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Other Flies. It's the latest one that's on Shudder and seeing ads for it all over the place. So, still haven't watched it. But since she had not seen them, me and the girlfriend decided to watch couple of their previous ones. Hell Hole, I think, was the second to the latest film they did. That one's a little goofy and crazy. It's got kind of a Trauma vibe. Crazy squid mollusk aliens that possess people by inhabiting their bodies, and there's lots of gore, lots of practical, lots of just Sam Raimi style blood in people's faces all over the place.
A lot of tentacles.
There's a lot of tentacles too. Yeah. Have you seen it? You sound like you've seen it.
No, I haven't. Okay.
And then we watched Hellbender, which is less goofy and still awesome. Hellbender is really cool. It's like about mother and daughter team up, and they're in a band that never plays anywhere because the mother does not let her daughter leave the house because she says she's sick and she'll infect people. And she's actually not really sick. She's more of a kind of witch called a hellbender. And she doesn't want her daughter interacting with people and possibly killing them. It's that whole thing. Like, there's a couple of horror movies that do this where they have a protective parent who keeps the child inside at all times and tells them they're sick, but it turns out they're a monster and the parent doesn't want their child to get caught or hurt people.
Okay.
Yeah. They also did one called, I think it's The Deeper You Dig. Also a good one.
Haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, there's another Addams Family jam.
Actually, that sounds like a pretty good slogan for them.
An Addams Family joint, like Spike Lee, huh? Yeah,
do that too.
Yeah. And that, watched a bunch of trailers for new horror movies coming out today. No, they're not coming out today, but I watched a bunch of trailers today
about
for horror movies that are coming out soon. And we did. There's a bunch of good shit coming down the pike.
Like what?
I used to think that phrase was coming down the pipe, like it was, you know, stuff going through a sewer or something like that. But I like it so much more now that I know it's coming down the pike.
Yes, I think we've had this conversation before because you think that it's a different kind of pike. You're
Oh, God damn it. I'm going to burst my bubble again. It's not like the pike where like a head is on a pike and it's sliding down the pike. No.
Nope.
Well, what is it? Remind my stoner ass again because apparently I forgot.
It's like turnpike.
Oh, that's boring. Coming down. You don't even come down a turnpike. A turnpike goes around things. It's coming around the pike.
One or the other. Either or.
Yeah. Headcanon. It's a pike. It's head on a pike style. That's what stays in here.
With a nice Foley effect. Squish.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of interesting stuff coming out recently. I think in the next couple of months, most of the stuff's going to be on VOD. I watched a trailer for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Shark.
Okay.
It's giving Velocipaster meets House Shark vibes.
That sounds about right. Having seen neither, but the titles sound sure.
Right? It's like, yeah. Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, pretty much. It's your kind of movie, not mine.
Yeah. Practical effects look pretty decent, though. I mean, it's a man with a head, with a shark head. It is a humanoid body, and he's just got like a shark head. But the shark head looks decent. Like, they almost did some like OG Clash of the Titans claymation stop animation style on it.
That could be interesting.
At one point, the shark blinks, and that did not look like stop animation. It looked like CG, but it wasn't obvious. It was clean.
Okay.
The movie looks hokey as fuck, though.
Well, I mean, come on. The title.
Yeah.
Did you say it was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Shark?
I think, was it Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Shark or just Shark? Mr. Shark, yes. It's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Shark.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not that kind of a fan.
Yeah. I wonder who directed it. Why'd you be Ron Bonk?
Oh, God.
I mean, he did House Shark.
I was just going to say, he did something else that was related to sharks.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Shark is directed by Brett McCormick. Does that sound familiar?
McCormick Steak Seasoning?
Yeah.
Man, I know you use that. Mm-hmm. I use that. But no, other than that, the name does not
recognize. A few things, but I do not recognize any of them. Hey, tangents aside, what else did I see a trailer for? There's that one, and then Savage Flowers. This one looks interesting. It's like a little bit Lord of the Flies, a little bit Picnic at Hanging Rock, a little bit...
a little bit worth escaping me.
Well, I was gonna liken it to a certain film where they wear masks like the girls in this film do. They're like weird cult looking druid masks almost, but I can't liken it to that film because that is a spoiler at the very end of the film that you see just comes out of nowhere. So
okay.
Yeah, it's good though. Well, looks like some folklore shit.
Oh, you're talking about the, okay. Hang on. Kind of got my wires crossed for a second there. That I thought you were trying not to give a spoiler for the thing that you have only seen the trailer of, and I'm like, how the
fuck? Yeah.
But you mean
different film. Not to give the it reminds me of that film, but no, it's interesting. It's about a bunch of girls film. And like a No, I can't spoil this one. Yeah, it's a bunch of girls in a not facility, but like a. School of some sort, I don't know, and it seems that the teachers are away and they're bored, so they want to play a game, and then it shows a bunch of clips of them hazing or torturing each other, like tying people to trees, beating people over the heads with rocks, like there's some murder, and that one looks interesting. Savage Flowers. I'll check that one out.
So it's like, what if Xavier's school for the gifted was
Shit, it's like Xavier's word? School for the homicidal.
Well, that too. But I was going to say, what's the term for when a school is only got one gender? Like you could say boys' school or girls' school, but there's another word for it. I can't think of what it is right now.
Yeah. Boarding school? No.
Yeah. In any case, yeah.
Okay, it's an infected world where all children are carriers. And there's a young orphan finds a sanctuary in a ramshackle foster home. Foster home. There's the word I was
looking for. Okay, that's the word I was looking for, though.
Add that on top of it. It's also like a zombie infection kind of film. Okay, definitely going to be checking that one out. What else?
All you have to do is add cannibalism, and you'll be all over it.
There might be cannibalism.
One can hope.
Yeah. Let's see. I also watched a trailer for Vincent Must Die. This one looks hilarious. I've seen this a couple of other films. It's a just a weird what if scenario. This man is apparently afflicted by the fact that any person that he comes in contact with immediately wants to kick his ass. Mm-hmm. And the whole film is him just running from people.
He's got a very punchable face.
He's got a very Vincent must die. Vincent has the most punchable face ever. Yeah, one of the scenes is him getting in the car with his girlfriend or something, or I think they're going to a grocery store, and it looks like from the conversation she doesn't believe him that this thing suddenly started happening to him, so he's like, wait here, and he goes in the grocery store, comes out just with an entire mob chasing him, and they beat the windows of the car and trying to get him. So yeah, it's a mass hysteria kind of thing, it looks like.
Interesting that she doesn't want to beat the shit out of him.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. It's supposed to be every person that he comes in contact with. Maybe it's any person that he doesn't previously know. Like, only strangers want to kill him.
Maybe they'll explain it in the movie.
Maybe.
Or they can be mysterious and not even tell you.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, well... Oh, there's another Micah Monroe joint coming out. You know, the chick from It Follows and Long Legs. I go into Long Legs. I have words. It's called In Cold Light. This looks like more of an action thriller where she goes to jail and she comes out and there's bad things that happen and they have to do illegal things and people die. Kind of reminded me a little bit of the latest Jeremy Saulnier film, Rebel Ridge. That's a good one.
I think I've heard you bring it up, but I don't remember anything about it.
It's good. Maybe I'll throw it on Friday night watch party sometime.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Let's see. Iron Lung looks interesting. Have you heard about this?
I have. I don't remember much about it other than I think the director is somebody whose name I would recognize.
Director or possibly the person who stars in it is based off a video game, and Markiplier, a very famous video game YouTuber, is the star.
But it was not the kind of Iron Lung that I was thinking of. Like, it's not the historical Iron Lung. There's something else about it.
No, it's just the name of the film, I guess. I don't know. I've never played the game. Trailer looks pretty cool. It's got like a dark and foreboding feel to it, and it looks like he's trapped inside this bathysphere kind of deal. And, yeah, as you can tell from my yawn, it's very exciting.
If it's the game I'm thinking of, I think I've seen footage of it. I don't remember whether or not I've played it or not, or watched somebody else play it. But when you say bathysphere, that sounded familiar. It was some game about being in a ship underwater and you couldn't see anything, so you kind of had to like randomly
That's terrifying.
Go different places and hope that you don't like hit a wall kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there one that was like there was some low-res game that was really fucked up, and there was a guy who was covered in bandages. Another part of the ship that was just, like, filled with foam. It was something with soap in the title, like Soap Soup, or...
Not ringing a bell. I did see that apparently there's supposed to be a Hard Eyes 2 coming out.
I did see that as well. Yeah. Nothing on the details of the plot so far, but it sounds like they're trying to finish the script by Valentine's Day.
Get the script
done. Ambitious, right? Yeah, like, not going to be out by Valentine's
Day. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, what? Nah. Yeah, 2 weeks, buddy. Move it.
Let's see. Oh, no, they've completed the script. So I assume they'll start filming soon. So yeah, Hard Eyes fans, gonna be a sequel soon.
Cool.
What else in horror
did
news?
You see that one?
Oh, I did. It was good. I liked it. Had some good kills.
I did not see that one.
don't know. It's my fucking OCD brain with actors and correlations and stuff, remembering actors from films. I cannot see that dude as anyone else but the jock from Booksmart. So,
I don't know, Booksmart.
It's a fun comedy written by Olivia Wilde, starring Caitlin Dever and that other chick. They're like two nerds, and they have to go out and party on their last day of school. It's like one of those kind of movies, high school party movie.
Okay.
It's fun, though.
If you say so.
Yeah.
What was it called again?
Booksmart.
I'll forget in 15 minutes. I'll forget
in, yes, you will,
seconds.
Booksmart. Hold on. Hold your phone up to your headphone, and I'll just say it like 15 times.
Yeah. Actually, my phone's in the other room.
Ah, no distractions. You're smart. You're a smart man. Mine's in my pocket. Ooh. This is something interesting I read about recently.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know about this, but there was a secret sequel to Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 called All American Massacre, starring Bill Moseley.
And it was a sequel?
I think it was a sequel to the sequel. It's a spinoff. Yeah.
All right, a spinoff would be a sequel.
Yeah,
like tangential, yeah, featuring a different character or one of the characters in a different role.
It's an additional film,
yeah,
after the first one, so yes.
Well, what I mean is, well, actually, it doesn't even necessarily need to be the same actor. It could just be the characters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've done sequels.
But set in the same universe, basically, is what you're getting at.
Yeah. Okay. I guess you call it a sister film or a spinoff or other film.
Okay.
Well, yeah. What
about it?
There are no details about the plot, but if it's a fucking, if it's a Chop Top solo adventure, I'm in.
Well, you mentioned Bill Moseley, so I mean, mm-hmm, that's a well-known name.
Yeah.
Is he starring in it, or is he, what's he doing, producing?
I believe he's starring in it, yeah.
Okay.
Bloody Bobby Sawyer. I guess his real name is Bobby, and he goes by Chop Top.
Dang it, Bobby. Actually, that's Texas.
You know?
That could be an interesting crossover.
Oh.
Dang it, rare.
Oh God! Leatherface's Boomhauer, sure.
Or not necessarily him, but just like the neighbor that's complaining about the noise.
Oh God! No. Dotrieve. That would be Leather.
Yes. Yeah.
I can over see here now, Hank. I gotta show your face, though. I can't do Bob.
I can see him doing, you know, I think killing off Hank to go with Peggy. Oh God! So he kills Hank and then wears Hank's face to get with Maggie.
He needs to make that happen. I am not a fan of AI or its data centers, but I would condone AI working that up, because it would take too long otherwise. Make it happen. King of the Hill, Leatherface. I want to see it.
Oh God, it's horrible.
But yeah, apparently Chop Top escapes from prison. He didn't go to prison in the end of Texas Chainsaw 2, if I recall correctly. I think he died. But whatever. More Chop Top is more Chop Top.
I mean, there was a remake, so maybe maybe he did the remake.
Well, this is not necessarily a new film. This has already been filmed. It was filmed back in the 80s after yeah, Texas Chainsaw 2. It was a Chop Top spinoff, but mm-hmm. it got held up in like legal matters and
production hell or something,
financial issues. So they're working on putting the finishing touches on it.
All right. Why I retract my previous statement then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something in the chat.
Yeah.
What was painful?
What was painful?
Yeah, for some reason, like, so I can see the chat now because of how I got the screen set up, but I, for some reason, I can't actually participate in the chat. Like, I can't type, so I don't know. The dialogue...
I'm just doing it from the actual YouTube live screen.
Yeah. Which, you know, if I had, you know, the second monitor, maybe I could do that, but...
yeah.
I did order... What's that adapter? I did order the adapter, but it hasn't gotten here yet. But yeah, I don't know... I don't know why I can't actually, like, OBS is letting me view the chat, but I can't participate in it. You know, anyway.
You have to pay for premium.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Could be.
I'm joking. I hope that's not the case, but capitalism.
Could be Satan.
Okay. She must have said this a while ago, and I didn't see it until now, but... Final Girl, when I said it was painful, and asked what she was referring to was Sidium. The dialogue in Hellhole. Yeah. I'm gonna be nice. It was a goofy film. Like I said, it was like a trauma film, and it's fun. Get really high before you watch it. Just get absolutely obliterated.
Make a drinking game out of it.
Yeah. I'd say make a drinking game every time there's a line that's cringy, but you would die.
Maybe every third cringy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of cringy things, in non-horror news, I recently rectified a thing that I was being very much so shunned for. I, until last night, had never seen Zach and Miri make a porno.
Okay. I mean, I haven't
apparently this is like a see, Sean, you don't like Kevin Smith. You're not a fan if you haven't seen that movie.
You know how little I rarely ever watch movies in general. So, I mean, it's not saying much to say that I haven't seen that movie.
True. These are facts.
So like what about one. It?
It's interesting. It is. It was released in theaters and it was. It still got under an R rating. Well, it was an R rating. I mean, it really should have been NC-17 because Jason Mewes basically fucked a porn star in this movie. Like, on screen. We had full frontal nudity. And,
okay.
Lots of crass humor. Lots of dick and fart jokes. Lots of funny stuff. It stars Seth Rogen and Kate McKenzie?
Maybe.
A bunch of other people, like so many people from all the Kevin Smith films. It's very Kevin Smith. And yeah, apparently it bombed at the box office, which really sucked. And when I heard why, I know. Still impressive that the dude got like porn in a movie and it was in theaters and it was still only an R rating. Like, I think this was in the 90s or the early 2000s, people weren't as smart back in those days. Different times. It was a different time and a different era.
And also, probably had something to do with what theaters it got released into.
Back in my day, movies were different. Pepperidge Farm remembers. No, apparently, you know, it was after Clerks and I think one other film that he did, but this was like the first film that he put like his all into, and it was like his dream film or like his can't say opus because he made several films after that, but like it was the first time he had actually like tried something all in with a film, and nobody went to see it, and he stopped making movies for like 2 to 3 years after that because
he was broke.
Probably because he was broke. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was a combination of defeated by that that loss, but also money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing about making movies, is you hope that you at least get your money back so that you can make the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people we've interviewed on the show have said that.
Just keep rolling it into the next one, and if you make any money on the back end off of, you know, digital or DVD sales or royalties or something like that.
But you got to spend money on the DVD sales. See, that's the thing that people don't remember about how much a movie costs. Well, you have to get... That's why you do Kickstarters. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, let's see. What else we got in the horror movie news? There's the All-American Massacre. Hard Eyes. Oh, Repo Genetic Opera fans will be thrilled to know that there is a 4K release coming out with hundreds of hours of behind-the-scenes footage.
Hundreds of hours?
Hundreds. That's what it says.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I wonder if the hundreds of hours are also at 4K, because like that'd be a whole box set.
All right. That's a good point. No, I don't think so.
Watch the movie be in 4K, and then the second DVD be like all 240p. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the news is a Faces of Death reboot coming out. Yay! I don't know why they did this.
What, the Faces of Death remake?
Yeah.
Well,
like, they're going hokey with it, and it's kind of like a comedy, but why? This didn't need to be made. Faces of Death was eventually confirmed fake. But...
Well, that's like they can remake it, because it was confirmed that it was fake. Like, if it was real, then you
would. I guess, but it's, I mean, we, you know, Jeff Goldblum time. You know, should, would, or should, could. Should it have been remade?
Maybe, maybe not. But what I'm thinking is that there's, like, there's so much. I don't want to use the word trash, but, like, and I don't even want to use the word low quality, but there's a lot of stuff out there that would not pass that should, would, could filter that you're talking about that does end up getting made. So, like, yeah, what's true. The difference about
it? Melania movie.
What movie?
Melania movie.
Oh. So if there's other stuff that doesn't pass that test, then what makes this different? And for me, the answer there would be whether, you know, the fact that it was real versus not real. Because if it was continued to be considered real, then the only way that you could continue that series would be for it to have additional real footage. But now if you're accepting the fact that it wasn't real, then it's pretty much open and you can do whatever the hell you want with it. It's just a title, like, or a franchise title, like VHS. Like,
you just true. Yeah, okay, I could do like a, yeah, okay, yeah, if it's like it's just the fact that it's crossing over from the threshold of unknown whether it's real or not to it's fake. But you have a point there. They could do like a VHS series kind of thing with it. I just think the thing about Faces of Death was we all thought it was real when it came out. Now, you obviously can't redo that. It's the Daffy Duck.
Well, not only that,
final trick. I can't redo this. I can only do it once.
Not only that, but the, you know, there were no characters, there wasn't any plot lines, it was just shit stitched together with no what's the word I'm looking for, not intertitle, but wraparound theme, you know, there's no connecting elements, they're just like
the wrapper. Yeah
it's just a bunch of and not even in inside the individual clips, it's here's just some CCTV footage. Like, you know, there's no story there. So the question is going to be, what are they going to do with this? Are they going to just have a bunch of random clips again, or are they going to actually try to make a story out of it?
That's the question, right? Like, I think probably a bunch of random clips, but there are big name actors from what I've heard that are going to be in it. So maybe they are going to put a story into it.
See, it's kind of funny saying this because I haven't even seen any of the older stuff, but just off of what I know of that whole series, if you were going to quote unquote redo it or have another, you know, another piece in that franchise, I would think, you know, maintain that style.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, that's another thing that is kind of, a con in the pro con bucket for me is it's like similar to Blair Witch Book of Shadows, where it went from found footage to a regular cinematography movie. Like, yeah, they're changing styles completely, and you can't do the same style as the original because of the fact that it was ultimately determined it was fake.
Unless you're doing a film about the making of.
Drew?
You could do that.
You could, okay, yeah, like a little one cut of the dead action, like layers within layers, like people are making a film about deaths that are fake, but then people in the making of the film start dying.
Not even necessarily that. To use an analogy, Marcus Koch, what's the name of the series that he's done?
Oh shit, MK Ultra, I think?
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. Like, if you were to do like a documentary about him making those.
Okay. Yeah, I could see something like that. Like a which I think there was a documentary of the making of Faces of Death, maybe. I don't know.
Sir. But it doesn't have to actually be a documentary. It could be something that's done in the style of a documentary, but then it turns into a horror film kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you were to,
yeah,
if you were to do that, I could see that.
Mockumentary.
Yeah, but mockumentary. I wish there was a different term for
that. Hmm? Mockumentary sounds like it's mocking it, like it's a comedy. And there are mockumentaries that are comedy, like fucking
Spinal Tap.
Strange Wilderness, to take off on Wild Nature with Marty Feld.
Marty, I've seen that one.
It's pretty funny. So it's very goofy.
I would pick Spinal Tap. Yes. Yeah, I mean, I've only seen bits and pieces of that one. I couldn't actually watch it. Like it's, there were moments that were funny, but they were so far and few in between with just dry, like, and don't give me.
Oh, problems. It's total Adam Sandler humor. It's like, yeah, it's one of those movies where like,
okay,
it's very dated humor Spinal too.
Tap. Like, I like dry British humor, but like that Spinal Tap was just way too dry for me.
Anyway, enough about Faces of Death. It's it's a no for me, but I will probably check it out somehow when it is free.
I'll read up on it. Maybe
Eli Roth's got a new thing coming out called Ice Cream Man, which will be crazier than Cabin Fever, Hostel, and Green Inferno. It looks goofy as fuck. I will enjoy this one, I think. I did not enjoy Green Inferno because I like cannibal films and I think it was insulting to them, but this one looks fun.
So I heard about the movie title, but this is the first time that I've heard you say that, or anybody say that it was going to be, you know, bigger than
Eli Roth.
No, I heard it was Eli Roth. I heard it was Ice Cream Man, but I hadn't heard the thing about it being, you know, crazier than Hostel or Green Room or whatever that other one was. But that's interesting to me because, you know, when you hear the title Ice Cream Man, you get certain images in your head, and I certainly was not picturing them being anything like Hostel or anything else like that. But I guess,
are the images Clint Howard? Because he was in a movie called Ice Cream.
Oh wait, Clint Howard. That's Ron Howard's brother.
Yeah. God, I was gonna search for him to find the movie on IMDb, but it's probably better to search for the movie because Clint Howard has been in a few films.
Just a few, like over 200.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I'm thinking about what I was saying a second ago about how, like, if I think about, you know, get this mental image of Ice Cream Man, not having it match with my mental image of those other movies, but then it's an Eli Roth film, so maybe I should.
I think he's going to have a lot of kid deaths. That's probably why he says it's going to be crazier than Hostel and Green Inferno, because it's probably just going to murder a bunch of children.
That would make sense for it being, you know, if it's about an ice cream man.
Yeah. I'm also judging that based on the image that I saw. It's an ice cream man with a bunch of kids. He looks like a...
I wonder if they're going to have like a Van Halen song in the movie.
Or Master P.
Master P.
Yeah, Ice Cream Man.
I think I might have heard that one.
You know,
I'm thinking of Dr. P. There's a drum and bass artist with P in it.
Not
familiar. No, not drum and bass, dubstep.
I can't think I have heard that one.
Had a really well-known song in like 2010s that had a piano in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna.
He was like in the same crew with like Borgore and Datsik, like that kind of dubstep.
Yeah.
Grime, I think, is what they called it. So many subgenres.
Yes.
Yeah.
Long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. So what else we got? Oh, one for Golden I threw in here.
Yeah. What's
that? Absolute Batman.
Yeah.
Goes full Evil Dead. Chainsaw. Mm-hmm. Batman faces Poison Ivy in Arkham. I didn't get a chance to read it, but
I read through most of it. It's basically like the guy saying that, you know, Absolute Batman is fucking bonkers. And yeah, of course he has to whip out two forearm mounted chainsaws when dealing with Absolute Poison Ivy, because he is, you know, covered in vines and stuff. And they still have not revealed Absolute Scarecrow. That is going to be the stuff of nightmares.
Now that you mention that, that should make for an interesting horror film, should they go that route.
Ooh, that was another trailer I saw earlier today. It's called Gale Yellow Brick Road. It is a dark retelling of The Wizard of Oz, and there's a scarecrow in it, and there's a Dorothy. I don't know why it's called Gale, though, but looks interesting.
Okay. There was somebody I was talking to about potentially coming on the show and being a guest, and I think she's involved with Betty Boop.
I've been seeing ads for that. It's like a horror version or a horror retelling of Betty Boop live action. I know she has a giant Betty Boop head, or I think she's just modeled to look like Betty Boop, kind of like the chicken American Mary.
I don't know. But the interesting thing about that is, if I remember correctly, I was watching a video a couple weeks ago on what's coming to public domain, either came last year or is coming this year. And the funny thing, the interesting thing about Betty Boop is apparently it's kind of similar to how Mickey Mouse had a different design early on and then later.
Okay.
Yeah. And so Betty Boop's design early on, apparently she was designed after a dog that had like floppy ears.
Huh.
And the video that I was watching said that that was the version that is coming to public domain, not her better known later form. So,
well, they can design it after the better known later form, but give her floppy ears. And then, you know, legal people come in and be like, look, floppy ears.
It's funny that you say that, but actually I went and I looked up that image after watching that video because I was curious what she looked like as a dog. And it actually is very close to that. It's basically like the Betty Boop.
It's like her familiar with like a floppy dog nose.
Not even that much. Like, they're just tiny little, you know, like do the whole anime goofy thing, but like they're very, you almost don't even realize it if you're not looking for it, kind of thing. But it'll be interesting if they, because my thought on that is that you would think that they should probably highlight that in the movie that they're making somewhere, so they can point to that and be like, see, we're using this version that is in copy in the public domain, not the one that is, you know, later and is not.
She does not have floppy ears in the images from the film so far.
Look up
that I can see.
Yeah, look up the like the actual Betty Boop character early. You know, I can't think of the right keywords, but early design.
Okay. Huh.
I love that you tilted your head like, huh. Like the dog would.
I mean, the first couple of frames, I couldn't tell if it was like supposed to be dog ears or it looked like some girl who had her ears gauged out to a couple of inches and just doesn't have her gauges in. Or dudes do that too. But she's a girl, so that's why I said that.
So she got some flappy lobes. Mm-hmm. Do your lobes hang low?
Terrible. Can you sway them to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot?
Oh, with the...
You tie them in a bow?
Please.
What about your shoulder? Can you throw one? Okay. Hold on.
Horrible.
Let's see. In other horror news, John Carpenter's The Thing has been added to the National Film Registry. I don't know what that means, but it deserves it. I did not read this article. I just read the headline.
Let's see. So I don't know if that's the same thing as the Congressional... Or the, no, it's probably not the Library of Congress. I think that might be something different.
Yeah. Acting Librarian of Congress Robert R. Newland is discussing this. So yeah,
there you go.
It is that.
I think it just means that it's supposed to be preserved for not historical accuracy, historical something.
It means they're going to put it in the vault.
Yes.
For the advanced AI aliens to find once we are nothing but dust 500 million years from now when the sun
as if the cellulose will survive that long.
Well, they're going to put it in a vault, a Harry Seldon vault, a foundation, if you will. Yeah. And one more bit of horror news that I read up on today. Scream fans will be elated to know that Matthew Lillard has a vodka now called Ghostface Vodka. There's Scream Vodka. And it's Matthew Lillard's vodka. It's like in the Crystal Head vodka. It's endorsed by Dan Aykroyd. It's endorsed by an actor you like. Plus, there's a Ghostface on the bottle.
Did he have the rights to that?
That's a good question. Like the Ghostface image and likeness?
I wouldn't think so. So I'm guessing it's probably some sort of partnership with whoever owns the likeness rights.
Maybe.
Which is not a bad thing. I mean, you know, if it's something that they want to do and he's got the means to do it, go for it. Did you just say put it on the shelf?
No. It's more like, no, okay, yeah. But, yeah, sure. Put it on the shelf.
Okay.
Put it on the glass. Oh, God. it comes with little glasses, frosted glasses with the ghost face in the glass, too. And you got a little sticker.
Put it in the glass.
Yeah. That's what I said. What did you hear?
Drink it from the bottle.
Yes. Yes, that.
What time is it? A little after 8.
So yep.
About an hour. Because we got a late start today.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and one more tidbit of news, local news. I went to a pirate festival yesterday. Yarr!
Gasparilla?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I can never remember the like timing on those.
I swear it's like earlier every year. It was supposed to be in February, but yeah, it was yesterday. It was cold as fucking raining. What's the status?
And I can never keep. I can never keep straight. There's two of them. There's Gasparilla. What the hell's the other one?
Night Parade. That is the.
No.
More Mardi Gras.
So, well, there's two. There's the Gasparilla and the Gasparilla Night Parade, but then there's a different pirate themed thing in Tampa.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Well, there's Gasparilla Day Parade. Well, there's Gasparilla Children's Parade, then Day Parade, then Night Parade.
But those are all right around the same time of year. I'm talking about like completely different time of year.
No, I don't think there's any other pirate thing. There's also a Gasparilla Flotilla around the same time, I think, where they have people take their boats through the channel and they act like pirates. So essentially it's hundreds of people on boats drunk through a channel. It is fun times. It's like bumper cars with boats.
Yeah, no, there's something else though.
Guavaween, maybe?
Yes, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
That's the Halloween thing. That's our Halloween Mardi Gras. Well, we have a lot of holidays that are just an excuse to get in the streets and get drunk with floats and stuff.
Yeah.
Teens.
As one does.
As one does.
Yes.
I got a lot of beads. I didn't have to show one titty.
Money?
Good. What?
Money? Did you buy them?
No.
Then what'd you do?
They just stood there as the floats went by, and the floats throw beads at people, and you catch them.
I see.
It's one of those deals.
Sure.
Have you seen my titties? I can't get any beads with these things. Man, these are handheld. They're nothing.
Have you tried?
I did not try yesterday, because as aforementioned, it was fucking cold. No.
Don't sell yourself short. I believe in you. You can do the thing. Actually, I'm pretty sure if you did that, you would get quite a few people laughing and would give you beads for that.
No, I think there was a dude next to me that tried it, and it did not work.
I mean, it's not going to work for everybody, but there, I'm sure some people get a kick out of it.
I think a dude that was in our crew that was there tried showing his tummy, and that got him no beads. He was like, look at my tummy. Nothing.
It's not the same.
No, not the same. It's fun, though. It's kind of a local tradition. I've got some friends that have been going to it for years, and it's kind of their anniversary because it's where they met. Mm. So we always try to go to Gasparilla, and it's always...
Are these your Maple Leaf friends?
Yes, they exist, goddamn. You know what the funnest part about Gasparilla is, though? Is going back to your car after the parade is done, because you're either wandering through drunken crowds on Bayshore or wandering through the neighborhoods north of Bayshore back to your car or back to like a Lyft pickup. And these are really rich houses and rich neighborhoods. It's on waterfront property, so like the ones on the shore are like just giant $3 to $5 million houses, all Art Nouveau. I hate them, but it's because I want their houses. But anyway,
what's the fun part?
It's like a bunch of old people in frat bros that are dressed up like pirates and drunk as piss, just staggering through the streets. And you have that on Bayshore, and then as you go back through the very rich neighborhoods to your car, there are those people that are just wandering through the neighborhoods. And some houses are cool, and they have parties on their porch that have now been fenced off, probably because people will just conglomerate to their porch. But
and then
other, I don't know, it's got really like a real
look like they're being invaded.
What's that?
I said, and then other people who aren't partying, but they look like they're being invaded.
Yeah, they're like the fuckers that leave their lights off on Halloween. They just stay inside and hide. They're like, don't wait. Saw a guy dressed up as a Rough Rider just peeing on some random person's bush.
Phrasing.
Mm-hmm. The Rough Riders. You know, they got the hats and the neckerchief thing.
That wasn't the phrasing I was concerned about.
Being on someone's shrubbery?
Yes, there you go.
Shrubbery. Yes, yes.
Cool. Well, I think we... I think an hour is good. Because we talked about this before, that having a guest probably would go a bit longer, but an hour feels about right for us. To me, okay. I should say, for feels right to me. What do you think?
Yeah. Go with me.
I mean, we can continue talking, but I don't know about what. I do feel like we've missed something on the agenda, though, but I don't know what.
Probably. Well, we never talked about our stuff, promoting our own things.
Well, so we did do the self-promotion stuff. Talked about the mailing list and Horror Book Club. I don't know about you, but at least I was thinking that we wouldn't run through everything that we do on each call, because you know there's actually a number of different things that we've got our hands stuck in.
Before we sign off, there is one more thing that I just checked and I forgot to mention. A very solemn RIP to Catherine O'Hara. She will be missed.
Yes. Yeah.
And the best part's about Beetlejuice, that old Deo number.
Yeah. I posted something in the Discord server about that. It was amusing at the moment, but you know the wording of it was something along the lines of how at a certain point you turn from being, you know, the young goth played by Lydia to being the older goth played by
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, but I can't remember what the mother's name was. It wasn't Lydia.
Delia?
Delia, yeah. You know, wearing black leather gloves and bitching at the ghosts to stop fucking.
I thought that was great. I thought that was funny, and
It was funny, too. I thought it was funny, too. That's why I posted it. I'm just saying it seems less funny talking about it now that we're in, you know, in the framing of talking about her passing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mix the good with the bad and the bad with the good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how you do it.
Speaking of Discord, that was the one, I guess, thing that you could wrap up with and probably should continue wrapping up with is inviting people to join the Discord server, because that's where you'll be doing the drawing party, although it'll be about an hour from now. I guess I should, because right now I did figure out the full screen, so if I pop out of that, just let people know if you go to horrormakesushappy.com. Get the Discord link right there.
There you go. Yep.
So, we don't really have an outro yet, other than just to say, have a good week and join us on Discord.
And stay spooky and all that stuff. Go forth and watch horror movies. Yeah.
It's weird for you to say something. Go forth, rob a bank or something weird.
I was going to say something like that, but the intrusive thoughts did not win today. Not today, Satan.
Yes.
Go forth and watch horror movies, because that's safe and you don't hurt anyone.
Yes. Well, hopefully. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, signing off. Stop streaming. Yep.